Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today's show is on endocrine glands. And the intention is that we find all of the frequencies and hormones and frequencies of the hormones of the endocrine glands so they can all be balanced and also be connected to the chakras as well in a perfect way, going right down to every cell. Right? That's all. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We have our open house tomorrow, in case you wanted to make it tomorrow. It's going to be a little crowded, but you could come. That's here in Sausalito. And then we also have our Sound Healing Certificate Program at the Institute starting September 7th. And it's two nights, Monday and Wednesday night at the Institute. And then, the rest is online. So we do half of it online and half at the Institute. And, the classes that are at the Institute are the ones that are best done there. We get to play with all of our sound healing instruments in the store and work on each other and do longer meditations over weekends and stuff. Right. And then the lectures are no different online. So, you could start the online portion anytime. So we have a discount. If you pay in full by July 15th, you can get $400 off, and that's for the certificate program at the Institute. You can also do the whole program online, which works really well. We've got quite a few people in the online program right now, and that's Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time, and Saturdays, 10 to 1 Pacific. And, that's, completely online. It's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And, you get a wide perspective with about 20 different instructors. So it's really interesting. Someone said, you know, it's like the MIT of sound healing. You get a whole certificate. We also do teach audio recording classes as well. And that just started last week. You could still jump in. It's, all about how to use digital audio recording programs like Pro Tools and Logic and Ableton to be able to create sound and music that is really deeply effective for people. And, so you learn the program. You learn the different aspects of how to run a program, and you learn about MIDI and producing and also mixing as well. And there's no other class like it. I wrote the number one selling book in the world in audio recording and sound healing. So I've got a unique perspective, and we've been doing it over, now it started in 1990. So I've been doing it 30 years now, teaching audio recording. So, if you want to jump in, let me know. It's, Tuesdays, 3:30 to 5:30 for 2 hours. And then you have 5 hours of lab you have to do each week. That's the recording class versus the sound healing class. We also have, our store where, this is our main website here, soundhealingcenter.com, where you can get to everything. The store, we've got over 300 instruments. We've got crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, we've got tuning forks, didgeridoos, I mean, everything you can imagine in there, including a lot of technology. We've got the sound lounges, the sound tables. We also just created a new site for the sound lounges, which is soundloungecenter.com. And we've got all of our sound lounges, we've got sound tables, I mean, there's all types of stuff in here. We've got biomats. We've got the actual sound pillows and sound dolphins. We've got bass belts and bass pods and vests that you can strap on and get rid of pain. We've got also light devices that you can shine on the ceiling or put lights on with glasses and have them flash to the music. There's all types of stuff in here at soundloungecenter.com. We also have our sound therapy center. We've got a bunch of different treatments and quite a few that you can do online. We can actually find your home note where you're at rest. We can also get you brainwave CDs in delta, theta, alpha, and beta tuned precisely to you, which makes them way more effective. And that's really good for sleep, for creativity, for going in the zone, for being present and learning, and even sports, and also for overcoming ADD. We also have a voice analysis program that we where we do an assessment online or over the phone, where we can have you talk into the computer and see exactly what's wrong with you, what frequencies are missing in your system, and within the CD in that key. We also have our Sound Healing Research Foundation, where we have a lot of different research papers and over 300 papers from students that are really interesting. They don't even have them graded yet, so you can actually see which ones are most interesting. Sound Healing Research Foundation.com. And then we also have the Medical Sound Association site. We have over 400 doctors and sound therapists figuring out how to heal every disease in the world based on how vibration works in the body. Right? What's really cool on this site, if you go to Integrative Sound, you can actually see a full range of treatment plans for grief, anxiety, depression, trauma, dementia. These are really detailed. They've been created over 10 years with all of our students in the degree program and also in our Medical Sound Association meetings. If you want to join the meeting, you could just go to the contact form in this site and fill it out, and then we'll invite you to the meetings for free. There's another thing on here that's really cool as well, and it's the intake form. You can actually, if you put an intake form in here, it will go into our database, and we now have 81 people that have submitted information on symptoms before and after all different types of issues, whether it's ADD, anger, anxiety, cancer, all different types, and all different types of instruments, including the voice, right? And so you can see what percentage of effectiveness for different instruments for different issues. Overall, we have 73% reduction in symptoms, and that's like unheard of in the medical field, right, with 81 people. So if you're doing treatments, it'd be really cool to submit. It's really simple. It's just what are the symptoms before and after on a scale of 1 to 10, right? And that's it. And then you just submit it, and it adds to our database. So it'd be really cool when we have like 10,000 people, and we can say, look, doctors, look, mainstream, look, we've got 70% reduction in symptoms with 10,000 people, right? And for specific issues. So I'm really excited about that database growing. We also have our Sound Education Association, where we got a grant to create, we created over 2,500 exercises for children, and for 3 months all the way up to 18 years. And we have a full range of information on the basis of all the books in the field and our objectives and all of our purposes and research and assumptions. But we have all the exercises that are downloadable. So you can actually download the exercises for 3 to 18, for 18 months to 3 years, 3 years to 6 years, and 6 to 12 and 12 to 18. A lot of them are free, and then they're not very expensive as well. Really cool exercises if you want to do any homeschooling with the kids. Right? So that's the Sound Education Center. If you're interested in that, you can also fill out the contact form and join us in our meeting, bi-monthly meetings, figuring out how to more exercises. But also, we're developing a team to take this into public and private schools around the world. And we're getting major funding to be able to do that. So we can really need some help there. At soundeducationcenter.com. Okay. So today, we're going over endocrine glands. The endocrine glands, most people say they are completely connected to all of the chakras. It's funny. I remember years ago, I read the book Be Here Now by Baba Ram Dass, right, when I was in high school and started doing drugs at that point, right? And right at that point, he was talking in detail about how the endocrine glands are totally connected to each chakra. And the chakra frequencies actually trigger the endocrine glands with their frequency. And then the endocrine glands release hormones, which go right into the organs and then right down into every cell, right? So even the auras are connected to the chakras. So, and then I think the number one thing that is the leader of it all would be your soul frequency. Your soul frequency is the one that all the other frequencies in your system are based on. And it goes from the auras down to the chakras, to the endocrine glands, down to the organs, to every cell, right? So although it's interesting, most people say there is no endocrine gland for the root chakra, right? Some people say the adrenals, but most people say there's none. Some people say the root chakra is connected to the popliteal nerve. I often think of the gland for the root chakra as being the actual earth, right? Because it is our connection to the earth and our grounding, the root chakra. So the root chakra has its frequency. Now, I've got an actual chart that we actually hand out in our classes that's interesting here, and that shows the I've collected different frequencies that people have come up with for different endocrine glands. Right? So actually it doesn't even have, it just has the endocrine glands. So we can go through them as we go. It's interesting that it doesn't have the glands for the second chakra, which would be the sexual organs, right? In this article, though, we'll come back to these. In this article, there's really interesting thing that I found on the internet a long time ago. And he talks about all the different organs or endocrine glands being energetic and hormonal. And in fact, he says that physically, the endocrine glands are actually separated between physical and hormonal. They're actually two different parts. And what I wanted to do while we're doing this is I want to play my chakra journey CD for each of the chakras and endocrine glands as we go, right? So I'm going to start with the root chakra and just play it until it changes to the second chakra. So this is chakra journey, tune to 432 now, for the root chakra. Enjoy. Okay. It's the root chakra. Again, the second chakra is connected to the sexual organ. And this guy also says that even the sexual organs are divided into sensory and hormonal. And you got the ovaries and the gonads, right? And then you have the genitalia, which are the sensory part, right? So that's the second chakra, or the sexual organs and sensual. I often think of it as the emotional area as well, but for the glands, it's actually the sexual glands, right? So let me play now and continue into the second chakra. The element of the second chakra is water. So this is got a lot of water sounds in it for this chakra journey, second chakra. So enjoy this. Thank you. And then we have the third chakra. The third chakra, are the adrenals, right? And so with the adrenals, by the way, this program that I'm showing, if you're watching on video, is called Visible Body. It's at visiblebody.com, and it's every part of the body medically perfect in 3D. It's very cool. So you can zoom in and spin around and stuff. It's very cool. So here would be the adrenal. Adrenal glands are on top of the kidneys, and that would be the third chakra. So we have the adrenals, which are like little pyramids that are about an inch high, and they're right on top of the adrenals, right? They say the adrenal glands are sensory organs. You can actually sense people from the adrenals. You know, it's like a gut feeling, right? But what's really interesting about the adrenals is that they actually are made of chromaffin nerve cells, which are essentially chemoreceptor cells, which are similar to the chemoreceptor cells found in the olfactory glands. It's like you have a nose cells in your adrenals, right? And so when we say, I've got a gut feeling, or I smell a rat, right? It's like, you know, smell out the situation. It's like you can actually feel people and get information from the adrenal glands actually picking up information around you. And they also produce different steroids. And so the adrenals are actually divided into two sections as well. And so they've got their sensory and their actual hormonal parts, right? So they're especially known for adrenaline, of course. So that's the adrenal glands. Now, in the chart we have here, we actually have frequencies that are collated from different people. There's 874 hertz for the adrenals. Somebody else came up with 492.8 hertz. Someone else is using binaural beats for 8 hertz, 20 hertz, and 10 hertz for the adrenals. So who knows? I think they're probably different from person to person, but these frequencies are worth trying if you have ever had any problems, especially with adrenal fatigue. You can also do a frequency sweep that we talk about in our classes, where you just go up and down and listen for listen intuitively for what frequency is your adrenals. Like if I were to go to my adrenals, I would go a little higher frequency because they're small. You know, smaller things have higher frequencies. So that's really cool when you can actually intuitively go up and down and find that frequency of your adrenals, instead of subscribing to some chart like this, right? So then there's, let's play the third chakra now. Here we have. There's the third chakra. Now it's interesting, the element of the third chakra is fire. And I used to have the sound of fire in this recording of the chakra journey. And everybody that listened to it was emailing me and calling and saying, Dave, there's static in the third chakra. There's all this static. I got a bad CD. I got a bad recording. There's all this static. I'm like, that's fire. That's a crackling fire. So I had to take the fire out. So we don't have fire in the third chakra anymore. Okay. No more crackling. Okay. Here's the third chakra. All about power and will. Then we have the thymus, which is the heart chakra. The thymus even looks like a heart, just above your heart, in the middle of your chest. And it's associated with universal love. I actually had an intuitive that told me once, universal love actually comes in through the thymus down into the heart. So it's also, it's associated with the immune system. They say if you even just tap your thymus, it can actually help your immune system and activate it. But you can also, you know, find frequencies to activate it. So you're activating universal love of the heart chakra, right? And so the frequencies of the thymus that people have come up with are 787 hertz, 10.5 hertz, which you'd have to use a binaural beat for that one, and 352 hertz. Right, so worth a try. It's always nice just to find it yourself as well. Right, so the thymus now, what is also divided into sensory and hormonal. And what's interesting with the thymus is it's actually we call it the high heart. It's epithelial type receptor cells, which are similar in structure to the chemoreceptor cells and the taste buds of the tongue. So it's just because it's like it has cells similar to the tongue, you can even think of the heart chakra as corresponding to senses of taste. Like, you know, when you have relationships, you can say it's a sweet relationship or sour or salty or bitter, right? It's just kind of interesting. Okay. So this is what we experience through the heart chakra, right? We do have separate lobes, and they're also in contact with the heart, actually, the thymus, right? Okay. So let's listen to the heart chakra section of Chakra Journey. Then we have the thyroid, the throat chakra. The thyroid is really interesting because it actually has little hair-like follicles inside it, precisely like the hair follicles inside of the ear. So in fact, they're in liquid as well, just like in the cochlea. It's like we have an ear in our thyroid, in our throat chakra, right? You know, sometimes doggies and people lift their head to be able to hear better. It's interesting. So that's the unique thing about the thyroid. Different frequencies for the thyroid would include the 1,174, 492.80, the 12 hertz, and 0.5 hertz, right? The cool thing about the thyroid is, you know, if you have, I actually feel a buzz in my thyroid when I feel, start to get tension or have toxins in my body. And I found if you tone to it, you can totally stop that buzz. Kind of the same in all the endocrine glands. So it's a really receptive, all the endocrine glands are really receptive to sound because they're also connected to the chakras. So again, this is the throat chakra. So let's tune in to the throat chakra section now. Enjoy this. Most people say the third eye is the pituitary and hypothalamus, although I've talked to a few psychics that say it's actually this whole contraption here that actually includes a lot of different things, which includes the thalamus, there's the optic chiasm, there's the pars distalis, and the thalamus. I mean, there's this whole contraption, and there's even like a chamber around it that is all... they say is actually included the third eye. So it's not just the pituitary gland, which is technically here. That, let's see, here. But it's also, and not just the hypothalamus, right? So this the frequency for this, a lot of people come up with 1175 hertz, 1051, 1093, 1 hertz, 1.05 hertz, 7.83, which is a Schumann resonance, which is interesting, 13 hertz, and 31.32 hertz for the pituitary gland. Right? Again, very cool just to find it on your own and then resonate it with your own voice. Right, or energetically, because often it's a that's a pretty high frequency, around 1,000 hertz. It's hard to sing that high, so you could just do it in imagine a frequency, activating the pituitary gland there. They say the cells in the pituitary gland are like light cells. They actually pick up light. So it's interesting. We're now working, getting into the realm of light with these higher chakras. Let me go ahead and play the section for the pituitary gland here. There we go. Let me show you this. come to the pineal gland. It's in the back of this little contraption. This little tiny key right there in the back, right in the middle of your head. It's filled with crystals, also receptors of cells that are also about picking up light. And say this is the crown chakra. That's the pituitary, the third eye. Right? And when you resonate its frequency, you open to spirit and connection to source. Right? It is right in the back. Right? In the middle of the head, a little bit, towards the back of the head. So let me now play the crown chakra. The pineal gland. A little bit I'd like to play here from Tom Kenyon of the Pineal Gland as well. And play that half of this. This is where he's channeling Hathor through his voice, resonating the energy of the pineal gland. Getting near the end here. Too much time left. Check this out. Pineal gland also. Again, we return to our intention that all the chakras, all the endocrine glands are humming, and so that we are connected to the earth, grounded, sensual being, totally in our power, heart open, able to express ourselves freely and creatively, with intuition and vision totally intact, totally connected to Source all at once. Hold that vision. All chakras simultaneously humming with Kundalini energy going up and down from the earth, core of the earth, to the central sun in the universe. Hold that through at least the rest of the evening. Rest of the weekend? Through your work week, months ahead, years ahead, lifetime. Thanks for listening.